Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Go Loud!
And you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast, brought to you by Adrian and Jeremy from our studio, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And we want to say a very big welcome to our latest show sponsors. Now, they have, get a load of this, they have over 200 five-star reviews. They have, they're a company called Pure Water Window Cleaning, and they're a long-established professional window cleaning company. And if you're watching us on Facebook, you can see on our screen all the information about the lads. They guarantee a high-quality service throughout Dublin to both residential and commercial properties. Now, I've seen your house, Jeremy. You need your windows cleaned.
Can I just say from the offset, the one thing I hate doing in the house, I will do anything. I would do anything for love, but I won't do this. I won't do that. I won't clean the windows. And the problem is, your windows never look dirty until the sun shines on them.
Yeah.
And the sun was shining on Saturday, and Mrs. D turned around and she says, those windows are manky. And I pretended I was sick. That's how much I didn't want to clean the windows. So cleaning windows is the one job that everybody hates. But these guys will make it easy for you.
Yeah, Pure Water Window Cleaning, they're called. And if you call or WhatsApp them today on 086-337-3399, isn't that a great number? 086-337-3399 for a free quote, and use the code OPINIONS.
Yep, that's us.
You'll get 20% off, or you can visit their website at purewaterwindowcleaning.ie. Purewaterwindowcleaning.ie. And as I said, if you use the code OPINIONS, you'll get a 20% discount, which will make it really easy for you to clean your windows.
Yeah. It's
20% off. It's the one job I hate as well.
Nobody likes doing. Yep. And these guys, I've seen the work these guys do. They leave the windows. You could actually see through them. Well, I told you, you can see through them after the
clean. Anyway.
Spotless. They leave them spotlessly clean.
Once again, you can WhatsApp them on 086-337-3399 for a free quote. Use the code OPINIONS for 20% off, or visit their website at purewaterwindowcleaning.ie. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? You need to get out of that relationship quick, smart. What could you possibly have in common with one of them? He won't respect you. The culture is far too different. These are just some of the comments that family and friends have made to Natasha since she started dating a man 6 months ago. Now, he's from London, and that's not the issue. The issue, believe it or not, is that he is a Muslim. I want you to have a listen to this message that we got in over the weekend from Natasha. She says, please don't give my full name if you're doing this topic. 6 months ago, I started dating a fella that I met online. He's from London and living in Dublin. The reaction from people has been absolutely disgusting. Even my own friends and family have an issue with him because of his religion. They were all happy for me until they found out that he's a Muslim. Then they started saying things like, you'd want to be careful. He's going to make you change to Islam. He won't respect you. All of which is lies. I never realized how anti-Islam Irish people actually are. My aunt said to me the other day, if you ever have kids, will they be Muslim? How is this still an issue in 2022? I even get comments sometimes on the streets. Last week on Henry Street, two scumbags called me an Arab slut. It's absolutely disgusting. And that is from a lady called Natasha. You were shocked when we got this email over the weekend.
I was, but I, you know, Ireland is Islamophobic. Irish people are. They hate anything that's in any way different. If this woman loves this man and vice versa, what is the problem?
Well, I don't see why would religion there being a problem at all.
Have you ever, when you were dating women, have you ever asked, even when you're chatting to a woman, what religion are you? Religion is irrelevant. And I can't, I hope, or I wish that one person listening to this could explain to me even one reason why people should be concerned about this woman dating a Muslim man. Just one. Give me one concern, one viable concern, okay, that you could have towards this woman dating this man. Can you think of one?
Personally, no. Although I do understand some of the cultural issues where it comes. Like, for example, she doesn't mention if she stays with them and they progress their relationship, will she convert to Islam?
So, yeah, maybe she will. So what? What's the problem with her converting to Islam?
People might have an issue with that.
Well, why would people have an issue with it?
Well, that's what we want to find out, isn't it?
Is it just out and out racism? Is that what it is? When you peel it all back, is it just racism? Because what possible reason could you have for not supporting this relationship? Like, you have to remember, okay, some people, when they think of Muslims, they think terrorism, yeah? There's as many Catholic terrorists as well we know. In fact, the only terrorist attacks that were ever carried out in this country were by either Catholics or Protestants.
Correct.
No Muslims. Not one attack, terrorist attack has ever been carried out by a Muslim in this country. Catholics and Protestants. So, would you have a problem with someone who's Protestant dating a Catholic? It's ridiculous that this is even an issue in this day and age.
Let me go to line one, and that is Craig. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Craig?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you, Craig. Well, you've heard that message. She's very annoyed with the reaction from family and friends to her dating a London guy who happens to be a Muslim. What's your reaction to that?
I honestly think that the Irish are probably into, like, a little Britain. If that makes sense. Everyone, I have a family that's in Britain, and all Muslims are bad, they're terrorists and all that, and they grew up with them since the 50s or the 60s when they moved, to Britain, and now the Irish are doing the same. Saudi Arabia, there's nothing wrong with the Muslims. Not every Muslim is a terrorist.
No, in fact, very few of them are, had the truth be known.
Yeah, it's like my friend was saying there, Jeremy, he was saying, Catholics and Protestants are classed as terrorists. Mostly Catholics when they went to England years ago. So now it's happened the same to the Muslims in Ireland, it's stupid, the way this country's turned into.
Okay, so you think that Ireland is becoming Little Britain in terms of our racist attitude to people?
Oh, yeah, big time. It's unbelievable the way. I remember a friend of mine who was a Nazi skinhead years ago. No, I'm not into all that, so I'm not, but he was like, Ireland for the Irish. And I can see it coming. But me, myself, I have Muslim friends. I have friends that are from different races. And I don't see anything wrong with them. No one is the same.
Basically, the point that Craig is making is that Ireland has become a disgustingly racist country.
Has become. It's always been. Hasn't it?
But this is all part of the problem.
And I don't even know if the whole Islam thing, it's Islamophobia. It's not even racism. It's Islamophobia. Because you can have, people who are Muslim are the same race. You can have Billy from
Tala, who's a Muslim. Yeah.
He just happens to be a Muslim. In fact, a lot of Muslims were even born here. So the days of it was Muslim people that just came in to this country, those days are long gone. There are Dublin and Irish born and bred Muslims now, and you need to bloody get used to that. And if you have an issue with it, you need to take your head out of your arse and just realise that there's nothing to be afraid of here.
Let me read some of the quotes again that this lady, Natasha, has been given by family and friends. You need to get out of that relationship quick, smart. What could you possibly have in common with one of them? And he won't respect you. The culture is too different.
Again, can someone explain to me what the culture is? What's the different culture?
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
No, I don't.
Well, Robbie, what's your reaction to the sorts of comments that have been made to Natasha since she started dating this Londoner who happens to be a Muslim a couple of months ago?
I think she just needs to cut those people out of her life. They've clearly revealed how toxic they are and how they want to control her life. I know it's a family and all, but you don't want that level. If she's happy, fair play to her. Now, as I said on Facebook, there might be difficulties going forward if she doesn't want to convert it to Islam, because if it does get serious, he may request and almost put pressure on her, which could hurt the relationship. But that's nobody else's business. That's between the two of them.
But that obviously is one of the worries that family and friends have.
But it's none of their business, though, is it?
Yeah, it is none of their business, but obviously...
But then also people talk about Muslims being terrorists and all, If you look back a couple of hundred years ago to the Christian Crusades, Christianity is not exactly has blood on its hands just as much as any religion in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And, you know, some of the worst wars in the world have been driven by Christianity. You're dead right to say that. But let me ask you, what would you have any concern if somebody near and dear to you was to start dating a Muslim?
No. I mean, like, when I have been on a dating scene, I'm a staunch atheist. I hate religion in pretty much every form.
Mm.
So when I do get talking to a girl, I do sort of, you know, inquire what her beliefs are. If she is, you know, it doesn't matter what she is, but if she was, like, for example, if she was Muslim, but she, and she was devout, then it probably would, it's not going to work out between us, because I would respect her beliefs, I wouldn't follow them, and I wouldn't be, you know, changing my life to
that's interesting.
Them.
And in fact, it's a conversation I'd love to have. If you're on the dating scene, or if you were on the dating scene, does religion ever even get discussed?
No, it doesn't. Not on the...
Robbie's after saying he does ask the question.
Mm, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying I don't put on the profile, like, you know, if you're a Muslim or if you're a Christian, piss off.
No, but you're a devout atheist, basically, so religion isn't your thing at all, and obviously you would find it difficult, I assume, then, to get involved with somebody who was particularly religious, would you?
I don't know. I wouldn't say it would find it difficult, but I think there would definitely be, you know, issues down the line, like, especially with kids, like, you know, I wouldn't want them to be christened or baptized. No, I probably would go with it because, as you know, with the school situation in Ireland, you need to, or you're severely limiting your options. But I wouldn't be raising my child if the question of religion came up, regardless of what the mother said, I would tell them what I believe to be the truth, that it's bollocks.
Right, okay. So having a relationship with somebody who was very devout would be a problem for you?
I think it would definitely lead to problems down the line.
Mm, okay. So what I'm hearing from you is that you probably wouldn't get involved with somebody who was devout to any religion. It doesn't matter what that religion is.
No, probably not, no.
Mm.
But as I said, I'm not that woman. Like, you know, and I wouldn't, if that woman was a friend of mine, I certainly wouldn't try and step in to say she's wrong. You know, if she has found somebody who makes her happy, brilliant.
Okay, but stay there for one second if you can, please, Robbie. Porrick, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Porrick?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, Porrick. We were reading the email that we got from Natasha over the weekend. Her friends and family all have an issue with not the fact she's going out with a guy from London, but the fact that she's going out with a guy who happens to be Muslim, and they seem to have a major issue with this, all of them. What's your view on this?
Well, look, with the advent of multiculturalism years ago, people stuck with their own kind, if you get my drift. And also with a caveat there that obviously sometimes it's hard to get along with your own. So some days you feel like killing your other half. I'm sure they feel like killing you. It's not a panacea. But at the end of the day, Adrian, you're better off. If I'll give you an example. I was at a wedding the weekend. Now, members of the extended family, one of the, this girl, lady, she's in her early 20s, she married a Nigerian a few months back. And at the wedding there, as obviously people were dancing and what have you, he was sitting there in the corner with two or three phones. I don't know what he was doing, drug deals or trying to empty people's bank accounts. But the point is then her father went over to him and was asked why he was not engaging. Blazing row ensued and he stormed out of the wedding. I mean, they're only married a couple of months, so I wouldn't say that. I don't think that's going to last too long. So, I mean, that's just one case in point. I'm sure there's several more as regards Muslims. Hasn't got a hope in hell of lasting, you know.
It hasn't got a hope in hell of lasting. And you believe because there's too much cultural difference? What is it? I mean, and in fact, she never even mentioned whether she's particularly religious herself. Is it because culturally there's a big difference between Muslims and Christians? Is that it?
But there's also that, but there's a hint of desperation here too, Adrian. A lot of women per se are kind of, hit my own sister saying this 25 years ago. She said to my late mother, she said, in hindsight, she married a good guy, don't get me wrong, she's very happy, but she married an Irish guy. But we're just saying, she didn't know the guy that long. Why are you rushing into, like, after a few months of getting married? And she says, well, I'm afraid I'll be left on the shelf. So I think there's a lot of that about that people women mainly, there's a desperation here. Maybe they think they'll never get another man will come their way, and maybe they'll be left on their own. I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm sure there's a few men in the same position that are desperate for somebody. But I mean, like I said, I think it's a lot of desperation here. And
a lot of there's a lot of desperation.
Are you saying that any woman, any Catholic Irish woman that gets with a Muslim man, it's because she's being left on the shelf and she's the last woman and she's terrified of being left single?
Well, I think there's a lot of, if you scratch the surface, and a lot of people are going to have they have their pride. I'm not going to actually say this to your face per se, but look, there is, let's call a spade, there's desperation here. There's desperate men as well. You see these guys going to Thailand, etc. I mean, there's a lot of sad people out there that think a lot of them couldn't get a stick at kicking a stampede. So at the end of the day, they are, there's desperation here.
Do you know how offensive that is, that to any woman listening that may be in a relationship with a Muslim man, or maybe married to a Muslim man?
Well, look, as the old adage goes, the truth hurts.
So let me ask you then, Porrick, if you had somebody near and dear to you who started dating a Muslim, particularly a Muslim man, because that's the situation here, you would have an issue with that, would you?
I would have an issue. Anybody, any of my family or extended family having relationships outside our European cutlass, let's enlarge it slightly, not just the Irish, a European culture, because it's going to end in tears.
Okay, this guy happens to be a Londoner. He's from London.
Yeah, he's from half an hour away.
But he happens to be a Muslim from London. Yeah,
when you say, what is he, a white British convert, or what's his lineage?
Well, what's his lineage? He's a man from London whose religion happens to be Islam.
If you said to me 30 years ago he's from London, I'd say, oh, fair enough. Give him a blast of the old Cockney rhyming slang. But like I said to you, nobody knows what anybody is anymore. I'm asking you what his lineage is. Is he parents or grandparents, or what are they? I mean,
yeah, but hang on. We're not talking about racehorses here, Patrick, because it seems like you're talking about thoroughbred racehorses and stuff like that. I mean, some of the opinions
to a certain extent, yes.
But some of the opinions you're spouting on here are akin to what we heard back in the 1930s in Nazi Germany. That you just
hold on now.
Well, it is. Jeremy, you're claiming that you only want white Catholics to mix with their own kind. That's what you said.
No, I didn't say white Catholics. I said I said outside the European culture.
But London, he's from London. Very, very similar to our culture.
Yeah, they may not be in the EU, but they're still European.
I've seen a couple of instances of actually a friend of mine. He went down that road, and it didn't last very long. So let's be real here. You have a better stick with your own kind. You have a better chance of having a decent. And it's like this. It's like being on two different wavelengths. If you're on long wave or medium wave. If you per se with your own kind, you can have banter. You have good days and bad days, but you can do banter. With a different culture, you can't do banter because they haven't got a breeze what you're talking about.
Okay, so you don't like any type, whether it's Muslims or not. You don't like any type of mixed relationship, basically.
No, I think it's actually, I think there should be a law against it, to be quite honest with you, Adrian.
There should be a law against it.
Because I tell you, who suffers in this situation, it is the children.
How would the children suffer?
Well, the children, they have an identity crisis straight away. They don't know what they are. And I've come across this, and it's not fair. It's more or less, it's akin to child abuse.
Stay there for one second, Porrick, because I want to play a WhatsApp voice note that has just come in that I've been asked to play for you. Hang on there for a second.
Jesus Christ, what a fucking dinosaur you have on the show at the moment. So he's saying because that Nigerian lad wasn't engaging in the party and getting involved, and he had a couple of phones out, that he's scamming people's accounts or drug dealing. What a fucking idiot. I can't believe I'm hearing that. Love is love at the end of the day. If a girl falls in love with a Muslim chap and she makes him happy, isn't that the point of life, to be happy? It doesn't matter about race, colour or creed. If someone makes you happy, brilliant. End of.
All right, let me go to line two. And on line two, Michelle. We have Michelle. You're on Opinions Matter, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Well, not great after listening to that pile of shite. What kind of an idiot is that you have on the show today, in all due respect?
A grade A one.
He is an absolute arsehole. And then he's citing on about Cockney rhyming slang. Is he aware that all of London do not use Cockney rhyming slang? He is some kind of dense. Oh my God, I would love to punch him in the face. He is so fucking stupid. Like, so stupid. stupid. And then that other moron, oh, the Nigerian sitting in the corner, he must have been a drug dealer. Oh, yeah, because every single Nigerian is a drug dealer, yeah? And now every one of us are not drug dealers. So if you want a drug dealer, you just walk out the road and meet a Nigerian and he's one. But if you walk out the road and see an Irish fella selling drugs, he's not actually selling drugs because he couldn't possibly be a drug dealer. Is he two types of thick or what?
Well, we're trying to get him back on the line here to put all that to him. But the point you're making is that what we've been hearing from Pádraig, who doesn't like to see any relationship as a mixed relationship. You think opinions like that are so backward, are they?
It's a pile of shite. And we have to stick with Europeans, yeah? So if you want to get a mail order bride for, like, Russia, or if you want to get one from Poland or something, that's okay. But if you want a mail order bride from Thailand, you shouldn't get her because we don't speak the same language. Is he fully aware that nobody in France, Germany, Holland, Poland, the Czech Republic, Russia, none of them have Irish or English, rather, as a first language, and they don't get the banter? There's nothing wrong with going to different countries, meeting different people. We'd all be dead boring if we stayed with the same culture all the time. He's two types of thick. He's a racist prick, and he shouldn't even be allowed out in public. I'd say the reason you can't get him on the phone is because somebody beside him is after hitting him at slaps that he deserves.
All right, so let me ask you then, what is your reaction to the reaction that Natasha has gotten since she started dating this London Muslim?
Well, Ireland is a racist country. Always has been. There's no two bones about that. Even when we were young, the estate beside us couldn't come over and play in our estate because there was people who were saying, get back to your own road. I hate that. It's disgusting and it should stop. And I'll tell you one thing. I went out with a Tunisian man for 13 years. Muslim man for 13 years, came straight from Tunisia, was pure Muslim, no issues with him whatsoever. I went out with an Irish fella 3 months after him, pure abuse, psychological, mental,
according to Pádraig, he didn't get the banter. The man from Tunisia just couldn't get the banter. Isn't that what he said?
That's what he was
he
saying.
He couldn't understand the banter.
Let me ask you, Michelle. Were there any issues in terms of the religious divide when you were going out with the Algerian guy?
Tunisian. No, there was no issues whatsoever.
And was religion even ever part of a conversation?
Nope.
So his religion was irrelevant to your relationship?
Totally irrelevant. Never came into it. Never came into it in 13 years. But I'll tell you one thing. When I got with the fella 3 months after him that was Irish, all types of abuse. All types.
Okay, so the Muslim guy from North Africa, there was never an issue. Did family and friends have an issue with it?
Nope, no issue whatsoever. Because okay. We're not racist, you see. That's the difference.
But you can see how this lady, Natasha, has had issues with her family.
She's had issues with racists, and she should cut them herself off from them. Poisonous, toxic people who you need to remove yourself from because they're no good to you. Spreading their filth and their lies and their hatred and their poison. It's toxic.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Michelle. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note that has just come in to us from Stacey.
Hey, Jeremy and Adrian. To be honest with you, I don't know why people are still kind of going on about like religion all the time and who people date, you know. Like, everybody's a grown person, like, and they can date who they want. You know, at the end of it all, like, it's a learning process, you know. Everybody that's in relationships, it's a learning process for themselves, you know what I mean, whether it's going to work out or not, you know what I mean, and it's between them, you know, like, it's nobody else's business, so why everybody else is getting involved for, I don't know why, and religion shouldn't even be, like, an issue, you know, like, it's the end of the day, like, you know, like, it's all about humanity and equality and just respecting each other's and their beliefs, whether, you know, whatever belief system you are, do you know what I mean, in the world, you know, it's just respect, you know. So why people are still going on about, like, family members, about, like, you know, like, what nationality they are and religion is just, you know, especially in 2022, like, it's just... I don't know when people are going to wake up about that, you know. Again, I feel sorry for that woman because obviously, you know, she's probably in a position of having to feel like if she has to pick between her family and the fellas, you know what I mean? And it's a horrible situation to try to be in. And, like, no person should be like that, you know. having to feel that way, because again, it leads down to mental health issues. So in my personal opinion, is the family are just being selfish towards the girl, you know, so that's just my opinion.
All right, Stacey, thanks very much indeed for your message. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. We're back in just one moment.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. Well, what do you want to say on this? Can you understand why a family may be concerned about somebody dating a Muslim?
Absolutely not. I think it shows ignorance on behalf of the family, to be honest with you. I've travelled the Middle East. I've been there. I spent 18 months in the Middle East. And the what a lot of people don't know in the Western world is just how many Christians there are in the Middle East. So Muslims and Christians in the Middle East actually, they work and they live side by side for the most part in the Middle East, throughout the Middle East and throughout Africa. So the idea that our culture is somehow strange to them when they've always grown up beside it is just ridiculous.
Now, she says that her family have said things like, you need to get out of that relationship quick, smart. What could you possibly have in common with one of them? He won't respect you. The culture is too different. All of the comments that she's gotten are horrible. Are you saying that she should just blank all her friends?
I don't think she should blank all her friends, because what that will actually do is reinforce the idea that he is forcing her to choose when it's actually them. I think it's a good learning opportunity for all of them, and I'd hope that they'd be open to it. I would have, I've received comments from just hanging around people who are Muslim. I've had coffee with friends of mine who would wear the niqab or the hijab. And I've been told that I'm a terrorist sympathizer. I've been told I'm a blood traitor, that I'm dirty in some way. Yeah,
really?
Now, my response to them would be, if anybody says that, you simply ask them the question, what religion were the people that planted the biggest bomb ever in Ireland? What religion were they? And of course, I'm talking about the Oma bombing. In, what was it, 1999, was it, 98? The biggest terrorist act ever on the island of Ireland, the Oma bombing, was carried out by people who were far from Muslim, let me tell you. So that's what you should say to those brain-dead morons that say stuff to you. And do you get that regularly?
Not regularly, but I have received it several times from people just out on the street, actually thinking that they have a right to discuss who I'm allowed to be friends with. Of course, I don't give into it. I just basically say, educate yourself, you know. But for my friends who would wear a hijab, which is the headscarf, it is something of their culture that we have not embraced, that we do not understand, that we do not respect. And it actually just goes to show how ignorant we are about other cultures and embracing other cultures.
Yeah, it is shocking to think in this day and age that people... I'm amazed that religion is ever even a conversation in a relationship.
It's only a conversation when it comes to the M word. That's the only time it's a conversation. Yeah. No other religion.
Well, now, years ago, it used to be an issue if a Protestant wanted to marry a Catholic in Ireland.
We moved on from that. No, it's just as soon as people hear the word Muslim being mentioned, because some of them dress differently from us, they go to a building that's called a mosque. They don't go to a church. Just look at them. I'm sure you've all seen this. Anytime planning permission is put in for, say, a mosque in Blanchardstown or something like that, there's absolute uproar. They're all on that website. What's the Liberal? You know the Liberal who love putting up these stories to stoke the fire. Permission being sought for a mosque in Blanchardstown. This will be the biggest mosque in the world. There'll be thousands of Muslims hanging around Blanchardstown, and you get all these thick, uneducated racists coming online saying, we don't want a mosque in our area. Yet if it was a Catholic church, they wouldn't have a problem. Now, let me tell you, all the clerical child abuse that took place in this country over the last 100 years was not at the hands of people who were of Islamic faith. It was Catholics.
Yes, it was. Absolutely was. Well, stay there. I have Porrick back on the line. Porrick, I have to say there's been a lot of people giving out yards about your opinion, that your opinion is so old-fashioned, it's so racist, you need to get with the program and join 2022.
Well, look, I know I was talking to a couple of lads there at the wedding. They're only in their 20s. And at the very same, let's forget about this age thing. A couple of lads in their mid-20s were having a conversation. I initiated, they responded. They had the very same take on me. So no, don't be coming with this an old-fashioned view. You'd be surprised the amount of youngish men, Irish men, have the very same opinion as me.
And that opinion is that you shouldn't mix cultures in a relationship because it just doesn't work.
Exactly. And like I said to you, the children having a major identity crisis. They once they go into the family trees, etc., it all gets very complicated. And like I said, two cultures, never the twain shall meet. And like I said to you, I've witnessed these relationships. Relationship, we have a diversity buzz at the moment. We hear it morning, noon and night. And they're trying to peddle this crap about diversity, and it doesn't work.
Genuine question for you, Patrick, and I want a genuine answer, okay? A hypothetical situation. Saturday or Sunday, you get a text from your daughter to say, Dad, can you come over for dinner? I want you to meet my new fella. And you say, yeah, no problem. And you arrive over at your daughter's house, and she introduces you to the man sitting at the table, her new partner, his name is Mohammed. What's your reaction?
My children know my views, my patriotic views, I may add, not racist views.
Jesus.
Patriotic views, and they would not in a million years dishonor my family name.
Oh, for fuck's sake, God forgive me, French, for cursing, but that is, so you're trying to say you've brainwashed your children so much that they wouldn't date somebody from outside, as you said, outside your lineage, for fear of upsetting Daddy Pádraig.
So, not Daddy Pádraig, there's a lot of Daddy Pádraigs out there, Daddy Finbars. At the end of the day, this is our country, well, it used to be.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
At the end of the day, we were invaded by the British for 800 years. We only got back on our feet, and all of a sudden then, these clowns in government decided to multiculturalize this country about 25 years ago, destroying what Pierce Conley, Robert Emmett, and all here, the
I'd say if those lads were still alive and they were listening to you now, Patrick, they'd probably vomit in their own mouth.
By the way,
I think actually, sorry, Jeremy, I'll reply to that. I think they'd be actually vomiting to hear the likes of two traitors like you and Adrian there.
Oh, we're so the bottom line is your daughter knows better. Now, maybe I'm getting this wrong, I just want to quote it. Your daughter knows better than to date someone who is a Muslim because of your views on it.
They know better than to dishonor their heritage and lineage.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Anthony, I know you wanted to get in on this. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. As I say this, Patrick, you're not a patriot. You're a racist. That's what you are, Patrick. A racist.
Well, you know something?
People like you need to die out.
That's just, I expect that pathetic reaction from some uneducated clown like you that does not know the difference.
I am an educated man, Patrick. I am educated. You are uneducated.
You don't know the
difference.
You're
the one who's uneducated.
Look, you haven't got a clue what you're talking about. You're lucky you went around in medieval times, because you would have been in the Tower of London or the equivalent here, hung, drawn and quartered. That's what they do.
An absolute vile human being, Patrick. You make me ashamed to the Irish. You're from the bloody dark ages. You need to embrace the modern day.
I'm actually very proud of what I am, and I tell you, there's an awful lot of people in my family very proud of what I am.
Okay, but Patrick,
people sound like bigots like you, Patrick.
He's basically saying that you need to get with the new Ireland.
Hold on a second. This is this old racist being pandered around again by these people are walking on edge, eggshell, afraid to say boo to a goose. My views are authentic Irish patriotic views, and you and a mother uneducated clowns can call me a racist to the cows.
How am I uneducated? I was born in this country. Irishman.
And I tell you something, Anthony, if there was a lot more Irishmen like me in this country, it would be far better placed.
If there were more like you, the country would be an absolute nightmare.
Patrick, let's deal with the kind of Ireland you want, because you want an Ireland that is run by the Catholic Church again. How did that go for you when Ireland has been run by the Catholic Church?
Who mentioned the Catholic Church?
I know you're religious. You're a patriot as well. You want Ireland to go back to the way it was in the 60s.
I'm a realist. Ireland is destroyed. It's over. It's over for Ireland. So my views are...
We've never been more prosperous.
We're actually on a sinking ship here. Because, like I said to you,
with the risk of boring you with stats again, because I'm a stats man, by 2060, the Indigenous Irish are a minority. We should adhere to the homogenous model, and we've been betrayed by our politicians and the civil servants in this country for the last 30 years. A tiny little country like this, 25% of our population are non-Indigenous.
It's great.
Pádraic, what is the problem with that?
Why is the problem? Well, if you haven't got the intelligence to... I think, actually, you're just trying to wind me up. You obviously know what the problem is.
Well, hang on. On the road I live on, Pádraic, okay? 20 houses on the road I live on, yeah? Out of the 20 houses, 15 of the 20 are foreign nationals. Some are from Croatia. Some are from Spain. Now, they're all EU countries. Do you have a problem with that? Is it just non-EU?
Like the problem, but there's too many of non-EU and EU coming here in the last 20.
They're all working. They're all professionals. Now, I'll be honest with you, Pádraic. Some of them, their skin is a bit darker than mine. I don't know if that's an issue.
If you're telling me they all work. We hear this. We have this chapter and verse from the so-called intelligentsia when they insult our intelligence by telling us that they're all scientists and they're all.
Well, I know that. I know these people doctors. Are. Well, I know they, these they, people they, are working.
Hold on a second. I've always got an answer to this this codswallop. Bottom line is, in this jurisdiction, in this little country, 45,000 foreign nationals, as we speak, are on the live register.
And what's the issue with that, Pádraic?
So you think it's wonderful that 45,000, with everybody's recruiting, 45,000 foreign nationals are on the dole. if you think that's not a problem, there's something wrong with you, obviously.
Okay, but there are 160,000 other people who are Irish who are on the dole as well.
I also disagree with that, but we have a certain amount, as you know, unemployable. But theoretically, this social welfare model was, we followed the British model at night. We introduced this country in around 1948. It was for the indigenous people of this land, not for every Tom, Dick and Harry from Poland, Nigeria, or whatever you have in yourself.
Did you not tell us, and maybe it's going back a year, did you not tell us that you went to work in the States at one stage?
I went to work in the States because being a very handsome man, I always had women trouble, to be honest. And
I can't imagine why. So you went to work in the States.
Because I tell you why, because I'm a very charismatic man, very handsome man. I've got very good morals and principles. I met an Irish-American girl and I was working over there in construction. I was not a drain on their social security, as they call it over there.
But you went to a country that you weren't indigenous. I mean, the indigenous people in America, if you want to be technical, are Native Americans. I don't know. Are you Native American, Pádraic?
I suppose you're going to lecture me about the Aborigines now. I know the history of the world. You don't have to lecture me about the history of the world.
I'm just saying you did exactly what you're giving out about people doing here. You went to another country 5,000 miles away and robbed a job that could have been taken by an indigenous person.
I went to another country and I worked my bollocks off in construction. I didn't go there. Get a free lunch with handouts. Big difference.
Even though I said to you, the foreign nationals living on my road all work in, by the way, better jobs than you work in. They all work in IT. Some of them, two of them are actually in the medical profession. If you fell and broke your leg tomorrow, they'd be probably looking after you in hospital.
We've heard this old chestnut before.
That's not an old chestnut.
And if there wasn't a 20 foreign nationals with jobs in this country on your road, as you say, that would probably make a room for 20 of the 160,000 Irish island at all at the moment.
Oh, it's like banging your head against a brick wall.
It really is. Well, here, I want to bring in Stan on this. Stan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you getting on?
Good. Now, what do you want to say on this?
I'll agree with Pádraic. Multiculturalism doesn't work. Can you show me one country in the world where multiculturalism is working and where two, three different races of people are actually getting on?
Okay, this goes back to a conversation about a girl dating a fella from London, and the fella from London happens to be a Muslim, and her family have a major issue with that exact thing. What's your view on that?
Well, it's mixed race. A lot of people aren't into the cultures mixing. I mean, the Muslim culture does not mix with the Christian culture. To that girl, it mightn't be a problem. The whole family can see what's coming down the road. We've all heard of the stories of the kids being taken back to the Middle East by their fathers and how hard it is for Irish women to get them back. It just doesn't work. Unfortunately, it's going to come to a head at some stage, where it be skill, religion, you know, it's going to rear its ugly head.
And you'd be certain about that, would you?
You show me anywhere in the world in time where it's worked, where two different cultures can actually live side by side without tearing out of each other. It's never worked anywhere in the world. We're tribal. As animals, we're tribal people. Like, as creatures of the world, we are tribal people. We tend to stick to our own. The war in Ukraine is affecting us here more in Europe than a war in Saudi Arabia or in the Middle East, because they look like us. And that's just a cold, hard fact.
I don't disagree with you on that point, by the way.
Disagree with what? What's to disagree with? We are all struggling with this Ukraine war, okay? And we are millions and millions. Because they're Europeans. Have anybody here given up the house to a Syrian or an Afghan family?
I've just said I actually agree with you on that point, that those wars in Syria and Yemen and Ethiopia and all sorts of places around the world don't get the sort of attention that the Ukraine crisis has. I agree with you 100% on that, okay?
Yeah. And that's because of multiculturalism.
That's the same way if a terrorist bomb goes off in I'm just thinking of a country in Africa, Ulaanbaatar, is that,
that's in Asia.
Or in Asia, sorry, yeah. A terrorist bomb goes off there tomorrow, it'll make small news. If a terrorist bomb goes off in Washington, D.C., it'll be a lot bigger news. That's just the way it is. That's the way news operates.
But it's not necessarily right.
I'm not saying it's right, but news is bigger if you can identify with the place in which it's happening. Would you not agree?
How many of our listeners have ever been to Ukraine?
I've been to Ukraine. You've been to Ukraine.
That's two. Not many people have, in fairness.
Yeah, but it's like literally on our back door.
Okay, so Stan, in answer to my question, you would have a bit of an issue if somebody near and dear to you were to start dating a Muslim.
Yeah, I think I tell them of the risks that I can see coming down.
The risks? But you don't know the man from Adam.
Yeah, I know.
That's a very nice.
We don't know anybody from Adam. It's not really. You're going to get women on here now, and I'm sure if you put them on, I'm sure you rang in.
Well, there's a woman waiting to talk to you next. Actually,
whose kids have been taken back into the Middle East, and they cannot get them.
How often does that happen?
Come here, you've had them on the shows there over the years. I'm sure if you put out the call, you'd get plenty of ringing up.
It does happen as much as you seem to think it does.
We all know that the Muslim religion does not respect women. We know what goes on in Saudi Arabia. It is true.
That's not true at all.
Is it not?
What's going on in Afghanistan at the moment?
Are girls allowed to educate in Afghanistan?
Stay there for
you
a second.
You go into fair parts of Africa and they marry their children off at 12, their daughters off at 12 and 13 because it's the Muslim faith. Okay, educate yourself, lads.
That's not the Muslim
Okay,
faith.
Let me bring in Sinead. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
My blood's boiling, Adrian, to be honest with you. I'm ashamed that these people are Irish. The absolute bigotry and racism. It's disgusting to listen to it. Really disgusting.
Well, Stan, bigotry and racism.
Yeah, and trust me, it goes on over in these countries as well, because as a white woman, you go over to one of them, you're going to have to put up with that in one of these Muslim countries, okay? So bigotism and racism goes on all over the world. We are tribal people.
I didn't say it doesn't exist in other countries. The actual stuff I'm listening to from you and Padraig, the other fella, is disgusting. And I'm not saying that it's purely an Irish issue. It isn't. But racism is disgusting. Mm.
One of the points that Stan made a moment ago was he worries that if this lady is dating a Muslim guy, ultimately, somewhere down the road, there are going to be issues.
You can't paint everyone with the same brush. I mean, a lot of this is based on fear and ignorance. You know, like, you take people, first of all, the actual person, the relationship, give them a bit more credit. If they're a grown adult, that's their choice. Do you know? It's just, it's absolute ignorance, a lot of it. You can't tar everyone with the same brush.
Okay, Stan, what do you say to that? You're being just ignorant.
No, well, I'm being a realist, to be honest. I'm being a realist. I'm not being ignorant. I know what racism is. Okay, I'm not being a racist. I'm being a realist.
Would you describe yourself as a racist?
No, I really couldn't care less about people. As long as I can look after my kids, that's all I really care about. I really don't care for what this utopia you all want to live in, where everybody holds hands and things come by. The world's a horrible, nasty place. Right, a horrible mess, and the richer
because
you are, the worse you are.
People like you.
No,
because
not at all. I don't
like
make the rules. I don't make the rules. I'm not religious. I couldn't give a monkeys. a lot of people like me, I go out to work every day and I look after my kids and I pay my bills. I don't create these big bombs that are going to wipe out the face of the earth. I'm not a religious fundamentalist, a fanatic. I won't go down and chop your head off because I disagree with you. I won't blow you up because you're a different religion than me. But you all live in this little utopia where everybody's happy and everybody's in love and there's flowers and love hearts coming everywhere. It's not the case. Open your eyes and go into the real world and see what's really going on.
You're taking a small number of cases and you're basing your opinion on that.
A number of cases. It's been going on since the day of dawn. Since the day of the dawn of time.
Listen.
Cultures have never got on. Cultures have never got on. Look back through
because
your history books.
People like you.
Not your child. It's not people like me that are in government. It's not people like me that are in government. I don't make the rules. These rules have came down since before I was even taught. Come on. We all know, okay, the Muslim tradition does not get on with the Christian tradition. That's a known fact. Okay, that's been going back on.
Yeah, but hang on, Stan.
And you think we're going to change it here in little old Ireland?
But Stan, by saying that you're obviously claiming that most people in Ireland are actually Christian, even if they put Christian or Catholic out of the census form, how many practicing Catholics do you know in your group of friends? I mean, I was born a Catholic. I'm no more practicing now than anyone else is. And Stan,
look how society's become since we've let religion go. In all fairness, I'm not saying all religions are good. Look at the morals.
Look at society when religion existed. Look at society when religion dominated. Look at society when religion actually dominated.
Does religion not dominate the Muslim place? To a fact that you cannot even mention Muhammad, okay, or you have a death wish. There's a teacher over in England at the moment that can't go back to school because he's going to have his head chopped off because he tried to explain to the Muslim kids about Muhammad and a cartoon drawing. So you try to tell me that religion doesn't come into it, the Muslims. It comes into it more with them than it does to us.
Okay, hang on.
The difference is we have thrown our religion away. No. We have thrown our religion away.
Stan,
that's the difference.
Stan, you've obviously never watched documentaries about the fundamentalist Christians in America that bomb abortion clinics.
Fundamentalist.
Every religion is fundamentalist. You look at the KKK. What religion were the KKK?
Do I support that religion?
I'm just saying. They were Christians.
No. So they were Christians, yeah.
Every religion has its fundamentalists.
And the Black Panthers were mainly Muslims. Where do you want to go with this?
My point still stands.
You're going one-sided. As Jeremy said, you get this with all religions.
What religion were the people who put the bomb in Oma, Stan?
They were Christians.
Yep.
They were fundamentalists.
Catholics, yeah.
Yeah, head cases.
All right, anyway, the bottom line is, Stan, you would have an issue if a family member was to start dating a Muslim.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yep, okay. And Sinead, you find that just disgusting?
You can't tar an entire group of people with one brush. You just can't. As we've just clearly pointed out, there's religious fundamentalists within the Catholic faith equally as much as there is in any faith across the world.
And I've watched
it's a ridiculous argument.
I've watched these documentaries. You know those lads, the God Hate Fags, that family in the States. They're nut jobs.
Absolute nut jobs. Yeah.
And they claim to be Christian. The KKK claim to be Christian. You look at, and I've been to the Bible Belt in America. So have you, Adrian. There are some nut jobs down that way who, as I said, who do things like plant bombs outside abortion clinics and stuff like that in the name of God.
Sinead, thank you very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls.
That was an eye-opener.
It certainly was, yeah. Anyway, to Natasha, who's the lady who got in contact with us in the first place, thank you very much indeed, Natasha, for reaching out to us.
Natasha, you've just proven what you set out to prove, I guess. And I was hoping for a different outcome from this topic. I was hoping that we were going to be able to prove, you know, Natasha, you're exaggerating here. This is not an issue in Ireland. But unfortunately, it is.
It absolutely is. All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow and share the podcast as well so that others can join in the fun. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Thank you as well for supporting us over the last couple of weeks. The listenership to Opinions Matter has reached an all-time high, and we are very grateful to you for your continued support. Let all your friends know that Adrian and Jeremy do a daily podcast called Opinions Matter. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.